The Boston Celtics topped the Hornets here in Charlotte. 122-106 is your final score. And I'm Josue Pavone coming at you from inside the Spectrum Center, where Jason Tatum scored 17 of his 33 points in the third quarter. It not only wiped away a 16-point deficit for the Celtics, but it also got other guys going, like Malcolm Brogdon. He finished with 30 points, outscoring the Hornets bench by 10 points. As the Celtics cruise to a victory, it's their sixth in a row. And if you ask Joe Mazzulla, if the Celtics found themselves in this situation 1 month ago, this is probably an L. Now, Jason Tatum didn't agree with that assessment, but he did agree with his head coach, saying that it's a sign of maturity. The Celtics got out to a rough start, and which was what Joe Mazzulla told us before the game was his fear, that the Celtics had to get out to a better start. Do not let a team like the Charlotte Hornets get going, whether it's from the outside or whether it's from attacking the rim. And the Hornets did a little bit of both throughout that first quarter. Now, the Celtics did get into a shootout with these guys to start. However, when the lead got out to 16, for the Hornets, the Celtics, Joe Mazzulla calling two crucial timeouts that really started to rewrite the ship throughout the second quarter, which led to a run that carved their deficit down to four heading into halftime. And again, it was really Jason Tatum, Malcolm Brogdon, and on the other end, it was guys like Al Horford and Robert Williams. I mean, whether it was diving for loose balls, which we saw Al Horford doing, and setting up guys for open shots, hitting down three-pointers, or if it was Rob Williams with the loud finishes, slamming down alley-oops, and just continuing to hold on to that momentum as the Charlotte Hornets just could not get it back throughout the second half. This report is brought to you by Rocket Money. Head over to rocketmoney.com/garden, where you can learn the tools to save money, including getting rid of those subscriptions that you might not even know about yet. This could save you hundreds of dollars. Head over to rocketmoney.com/garden. That's rocketmoney.com/garden. This report out in Charlotte is also brought to you by Athletic Greens. Take care of your health. It takes one scoop of water every single day to get the vitamins and the probiotics, things that you need to take care of your health. And you can do it daily by heading to athleticgreens.com/garden. They'll give you a year's supply of vitamin D. They'll give you also five free travel packs when you sign up just for watching the Garden Report and, of course, just for supporting CLNS Media. That's athleticgreens.com/garden. The Celtics starting to start the second half of the season on the right foot. I mean, whether it was getting rid of that big deficit or making the right plays that Joe Mazzulla says is what led to a humongous third quarter from Jason Tatum. I mean, he did score 17. And if you ask him, it wasn't as much as the Celtics team trying to get him going, but Jason Tatum has found ways to get himself going by reading opposing defenses and knowing where the weak spots are. And even though it did take him a bit up until the third quarter, the Celtics, I mean, they're showing those signs of maturity of you know, fixing things on the fly. And of course, their best player in Jason Tatum playing without Jaylen Brown, it went a long way in this one against the Charlotte Hornets. Now, the Celtics will hope to do this again Monday here in Charlotte. They'll be facing the Hornets once again. Joe Mazzulla, I thought, won another sign of his maturity, so to speak, right? In terms of him showing guys that, look, if you're not going to get with the program, you're not going to put forth the type of effort that I want to see on defense, I'm going to pull you. And I thought that he did that by making Sam Hauser an example. Sam Hauser gave up a three-point play after kind of getting beat throughout his first stint, and Joe Mazzulla wasn't having it. He benched him. It took less than a minute, and to start the fourth quarter, he went with Justin Jackson. Now, I didn't get a chance to ask Coach about that move, but I do think, again, it's a sign of where we are in the season. All right, it's the beginning of the second half. Joe Mazzulla does not want to see the same type of mistakes from his guys, and especially on the defensive end. I mean, it's what triggers the offense. The Celtics continuing to improve on that end of the floor, and Joe Mazzulla showing signs of that in this one. Now, the Boston Celtics, once again, are going to try to make it another W here in Charlotte when they take on the Hornets. Martin Luther King Day, and this segment is also brought to you by HelloFresh. Head over to HelloFresh.com/garden21. You can sign up for 21 free meals. And let me tell you, man, this food, it is delicious. Whatever you're into. If you want to go the protein route, if you're a vegetarian, if you're more of a pescatarian, you want to get that fish vibe, get those, you know, seafood plates that are going to really impress your significant other or anyone else you want to have over. I'm telling you guys, this is a really good date night. I mean, whoever you're seeing, cooking some food, putting together the recipe and making sure that the food comes out in less than an hour. Trust me, HelloFresh has got you covered. Head over to HelloFresh.com/garden21. That's HelloFresh.com/garden21, where you can sign up for 21 free meals. That's gonna do it for me here in Charlotte. The Boston Celtics will look to beat the Hornets again, but your final score here at the Spectrum Center is 122-106. I am Josue Pavone, reporting for CLNS Media, and I'll see you guys on Monday.